Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast. This is Pat Iyer with episode 17 called 12 Simple Methods to Get More Clients. Before you think this is going to be a program about marketing, let me explain that the tips that I'm going to cover are really focused on how you run your business and interact with your clients. This builds your reputation, and it leads to referrals, repeat business, new clients who tell other people how happy they are with your services. Let's dive right in. Tip number one, stay positive. Although you might not think of mindset as a method of getting clients, it all starts in the way that you view your business. You can't expect prospective clients to feel positive about your company or you if you have a negative attitude when you're dealing with them. People quickly pick up on negativism and run the other way. No one likes a whiner. Think about your experiences when you walk onto the floor of a hospital where you work and the previous shift is all complaining and the oncoming shift is all complaining and you walk out of that change of shift report with the weight of the world on your shoulders from listening to all of the complaining and whining. I had that experience many times and I really disliked it. You have to be positive in your business as a way of attracting people to you. Even though you're discouraged at times or overwhelmed and stressed, don't let that come through to your clients. Tip two, be courageous. Being in business is tough. There are challenges nearly every day. Sometimes you have to grab your courage and take risks. If you want safety, know that there are times that you may feel like you're stepping off a cliff. Being in business causes you to be tested in terms of your capabilities. Tip three, limit choices. Sometimes too many choices can confuse clients and they will leave before they can make a decision. When you limit the choices, they'll find it easier to buy. For example, offer the resume of one expert witness, not three. Tip four, get to know your clients. If you don't know your clients, then you can't know what they want from you or your legal nurse consulting business. Understand their fears, their needs, and position yourself as the person who can help them. Emphasize your services benefits. That's tip five. Make sure when you're talking to a prospect that you emphasize the benefits of working with you. Depending on the services that you offer, the benefits that you could provide might include peace of mind, knowing that the attorney has a well-qualified expert, or is not going to be surprised by his adversary who knows more about the medical facts than does your client. That's a big tip. Attorneys hate to be surprised. If they know in advance if there are problems with a case, they can deal with them, but they don't want to find out about them in the courtroom. Tip six, provide exquisite client service. Make sure that your client service is spot on. Hopefully you won't get any complaints, but if you do, act on them immediately, and then tell your client how you will avoid this problem in the future. Make sure that you take complaints very seriously. Tip seven is be prepared to compromise. At the end of the day, the client is paying for the work, So reaching a compromise might be the only solution to having a happy client and getting paid. And we all want to get paid. Tip 8, offer upgrades. What do I mean by that? Everyone loves to get something for nothing, and your clients are no exception. If you're in a position to offer an upgrade to a service that you supply, then do it. Make sure that the upgrade makes sense for both you and the client. You don't have to give away your services. You can choose to selectively offer something for free. I engendered a lot of goodwill when I would occasionally tell a client, "I'm feeling magnanimous today. I'll send you the expert's resume for free." I did this rarely, and there was a strategy behind when I did it, but I know that I got more work as a result of occasionally doing something for free for the clients. Tip 9, write an effective sales letter. Sales letters are important, and they can generate a lot of interest and potential clients, but only if you write them effectively. Be very clear about what you want. When you're marketing, be direct. Don't beat around the bush. What do you have to offer? What are you asking of the potential client? What do you want from your current client? Be clear on the outcome you want. Is it a new case? Is it missing medical records to be sent? Is it an invoice to be paid? People have short attention spans. They're busy. They want you to be direct and brief. Communicating with attorneys is much like calling a doctor to get an order. Be specific about what you need. Tip 10, listen to your clients. Keep an ear to the ground. Listen to what clients want and would like to see in your legal nurse consulting business. Ask them at various points when you're working on a case, such as when you turn in your work product. Ask for feedback. Use the suggestions to improve your services. Tip 11, build trust with your clients. It's important to be honest with them. If you can't deliver a service, or you're going to be late in delivering your work product, let them know. Attorneys are driven by deadlines, and they may be able to get extensions at times, but don't count on it. Tip 12, make a website. You might not have a clue when it comes to building a legal nurse consulting website, but there are plenty of people who do. Hire somebody to do it for you. Outsource that work, as I described in a previous episode. Attorneys will want to check your company out before contacting you. If they can't find you online, they will move on. Tip 13, a bonus tip. Don't trip over the pennies on the way to the dollars. It costs money to start a business and to present an effective professional image. Don't use a do-it-yourself website that screams that you put it together. Get advice from an experienced LNC coach rather than flounder and get discouraged by your challenges. I offer legal nurse consulting coaching services. Check out LNCacademy.com. Recognize that sometimes you have to be flexible when you negotiate with attorneys to get your bills paid. Giving up a minor point is sometimes necessary. Keep in mind that attorneys are very good negotiators, and please be sure to listen to episode 6, all on negotiation with attorneys. Attorneys will be negotiating with you when they are not happy with the work product. Don't focus on winning every battle and losing the war. When you incorporate these business tips into your business, you can watch it thrive. Do you wish you could attract more business with ease? Many small business owners would like to do a better job of staying top of mind with prospects or do a better job of expressing appreciation to the clients they currently have, but they have limited time and money becomes a barrier. We know from the tips that I shared with you that successful business owners understand that building strong relationships impacts the bottom line. It's given that 66 of their business is found through their sphere of influence. How are you staying in touch with your sphere of influence? I have an audio program for you called Build Customer Relationships, presented by Kathy Paugh. And here's a link so that you can check out this program. It is http://legalnursebusiness.com/build-customer. Check out that online training. I'm sure that you'll find it to be valuable. And stay tuned for the next episode of Legal Nurse Podcast. I welcome your comments and thoughts about the program and look forward to being able to share with you again. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.